Welcome to the July and August issue of the AES Journal. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. This month's edition is a special issue on the topic of auditory display with guest editors Tony Stockman, Agnieszka Rodzinska, Bruce Walker, and Usama Matala. As the editors mentioned in their introduction, auditory display is a multidisciplinary field encompassing the use of sound to display data, monitor processes, and support human interactions with systems and devices. They accepted 13 papers for publication, 9 of which are in this issue, making it one of our largest editions for some time. The remaining papers will be published in the coming months. Outlining the papers appearing this month, the editors start by introducing Agnieszka Rodzinska's work on spatial auditory displays, which looks at the effects of spatial location and presentation rate on the reaction to such displays. We go on to learn about auditory menus in a paper by Walker and his colleagues, finding that they are more than just spoken visual menus. Durand Begalt of NASA gives us guidelines for next-generation auditory displays, which will remain effective in technologically busy situations, while interactive sonification is the theme of a subsequent paper by Florian Gourand and his colleagues. Matala et al. Look into the way in which collaborative working can be facilitated by audio delivered over headphones or loudspeakers, after which Nina Schaffert and two other authors describe how sonification can be used to inform rowers about their stroke cycle. The best ways of representing graphical data using sound is investigated by Camille Perez, and Georgi Wersina compares the abilities of blind and sighted people in performing visual auditory localization tasks. Finally, Grosshauer et al. Show what can be done by combining auditory display with other forms of interaction, such as body, motion, and gesture. All in all, this makes a veritable treasure trove of information on a timely topic. In case you missed the 132nd convention, held in Budapest in May, you can read all about it in this month's convention report. You should also plan to join the rest of the world's audio community in San Francisco during late October this year for the 133rd convention, a preview of which is included in this edition. Co-chairs Jim Mateague and Valerie Tyler have put together an outstanding program of events, including an entire expo and event track devoted to Project Studios in association with Sound on Sound and Craig Anderton. Join your colleagues to hear from keynote speaker Steve Lillywhite, renowned producer and British medal holder, about his life in the music and audio business. We are delighted to have Steve Lillywhite address our attendees, Valerie Tyler says. His work is as relevant and innovative today as it was at the beginning of his career. His keynote address marks an auspicious beginning for what is shaping up to be an exceptional convention. Francis Rumsey joins forces with Robert Auld for this month's feature article, documenting renowned conductor Leopold Stokowski's relationship with the recording industry. Based on a talk given last year by Auld in New York, this fascinating article leads the reader through the life of one of the last century's most influential characters who witnessed just about every single stage in the evolution of analog recording. The AES has a slate of new officers who will take up their posts later this year, and you can read about them in the back section of this month's journal. We also offer obituaries for three remarkable men: Peter Berkowitz, Albert Grundy, and Nathan Brock, for whom the audio community mourns at this time. Finally, for those interested in the Society's legal constitution, we publish the most recently revised bylaws at the back of this edition, along with news of activities in AES sections around the world. It's all in the July and August issue of the AES Journal. Find the journal online at www.aes.org. Why not become a member and receive the world's only learned journal, entirely dedicated to audio engineering, on a regular basis? We look forward to welcoming you back next month. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.